Hello, everyone. I'm James Hilliard. Thank you for joining us for this special Connection Point series. We're looking at how Hewlett-Packard is helping higher education schools meet the challenges that face 21st century education, something that the company has really been doing for 75 years. And as you may know, recently Hewlett-Packard split the company in order to provide higher education customers even more value-targeted solutions. We will be discussing the four transformation areas that Hewlett-Packard Enterprise has announced: enable, transform, empower, and protect. These four areas are the key building blocks that Hewlett-Packard Enterprise has developed to support a wide range of information technology products and solutions that can really help bring higher education organizations greater value and economic returns from their data centers to their campuses. During this four-part podcast series, we are pleased to have Dan Rang on board. He is HPE's National Manager for Education and Government, supporting GovConnection. Also here, Lisa Trisciani, Vice President of GovConnection's Field Sales Organization. We're going to hear from Lisa in a little bit, but Dan, I'm turning to you. You are here to talk about HPE's four transformative areas in the data center, and again, how those are helping schools and their students succeed. On this episode, we're talking about the Empower pillar. What does that mean to HPE?
When Hewlett-Packard Enterprises, when we're discussing empower, we're talking about empowering higher education to create a single, easily managed view of information driven by continuous delivery and consistent analytics.
What I'm looking for from you is maybe your top two kind of trends that you see in the marketplace that are moving higher ed customers towards this.
Well, if you look today in the higher education marketplace, the data-driven organizations are well established in higher education. Almost every higher education school has some sort of data analytics going on. But 80% of the U.S. higher ed institutions have business intelligence reporting systems, so it's quite a high number. 71% have data warehouse systems, which is mostly provided by central IT. But there's still a lot of closet warehouse systems in IT, and IT information technology needs to have a strategy to consolidate that information to make their current systems more viable to their end users. In addition, James, higher education continues to invest in data capabilities. 46% of the higher education institutions plan to upgrade their storage and data center IT infrastructure in 2016, and a lot of those upgrades will be centered around providing a lot of non-structured data, information like Facebook and Twitter, and capturing all that information from their student base and their faculty base to provide information for the institution to use to make decisions.
Absolutely. And it provides the university then to get closer to their customers, right? That's the students, but also faculty as well, because you've got two, you know, diverse publics that are being served by one IT network there. That must be causing a couple of pain points for the IT organization. So what are they struggling with right now?
Well, I think a lot of the organizations, they struggle with a lot of different technologies. They have a lot of scale and fragmentation in their data centers today. There's a tremendous amount of manual analysis still going on that could be automated. And the continuous delivery of information, how do you get the information to the key decision makers so they can make effective solutions? Those are some of the pain points that they're looking at. Another thing is the volume, the velocity, and the variety of information or data that they receive, and managing all that data and turning it into information is another critical pain point for them. And of course, I might sound like a broken record on these podcasts, but they still have to do more with less, James. They have to do more with less.
Budgets aren't growing here. Well, gathering the data, that's kind of the easy part. But what's been happening is it's just been getting dumped into storage and storage and storage. It's getting into the data, understanding that, getting into it quickly and understanding it quickly. I'm assuming that's what's really important to the colleges and universities out there when they're revamping their networks to empower their universities.
Oh, absolutely. You know, one of the things that I always look at, there's probably three major points that they would look at. I think insight, performance, and affordability of that data, turning that into information. You know, when you have data, it's all about generating immediate insight. And I mean immediate, real-time insight of that data. That's very, very important. Another thing is enabling the stakeholders to take a direct role in designing solutions that meet their functional needs. In the traditional IT world that we used to live in, I have a lot of gray hair in this experience. By the time the requirements of the end user are given to IT, those requirements have changed and moved on. So by the time that application is developed to provide the answer, it's too late. So in this new world that we live in, getting that information quicker to these end users is critical.
And even more so in higher ed, because you maybe have them for 2 years, junior college, you're at a university level, 4 years, okay, they stay on for the master's program, 6 years, but still, massive turnover. So you have to get the data, make the changes, get the data again for that next set of students coming in. There might be different requirements. So there's a lot going on. What's HPE doing to help universities stay on top of this?
Well, one of the things that Hewlett-Packard Enterprise can do to help is we have big data reference architecture that provides revolutionary big data platform for dynamic workload optimization and scaling. It's fast, simple, and effective. And there's a couple other points I'd like to talk about is in Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, we have SLED-ready solutions that offer different starting points so you can buy what you need and allow room for growth without ever overinvesting. And I think that's very critical here, especially with the budgets that we have. Our converged systems, servers, and Hewlett-Packard Enterprise Haven big data platforms can be scaled up and scaled out as the situation demands.
Dan, what I want to do now is transition over to Lisa, and I want to talk about kind of the relationship here. GovC is a platinum partner with HPE. What I'd love for you to do, Lisa, is kind of give us maybe top two kind of highlights. What are some things that this partnership brings to customers that they benefit from?
I would say the number one area is to be able to focus on efficient and cost-effective ways of procuring. And a lot of our customers have gravitated towards e-procurement, enabling them to have their ERP system set up. We put together a customized website, and then we're able to give really detailed reporting so they can see the buying patterns and what's happening within their environment. We have over 115 customers with all different types of e-procurement systems. We love hosted. We back into pretty much any type of XML type of system. We do a lot of testing, and we have a full round-trip EDI. So we put a lot of investment in our e-procurement systems, work hand-in-hand with HP, putting together specific bundles, and really customizing it to what our customers' needs are.
And folks, Lisa spent time working with MIT, Yale. She led implementations of GovConnections e-procurement for those schools. So she's got the knowledge. The team has that knowledge. I want to give you some contact information so you can learn a little bit more. Before I do, I want to thank Dan and Lisa, of course, for being on board here. If you want to learn more about the products and services that can really help ensure your school achieves meaningful outcomes with HPE's four transformative areas for the data center, then turn to GovConnection, a PC connection company. You can do a couple things. One, utilize the URL on the screen. That will give you more information online. If you have an account manager and team in place, reach out to that team. If you don't have a team yet, 1-800-800-0019 is a phone number that you can use to get in touch with someone. And if you want to send us an email, we're happy to receive that. connect@pcconnection.com. With that, we'll wrap things up. Thanks again for joining us here on Connection Point.